You are the number one bullshit, bro. Just because you are an international media photographer, you can contact the body directly, whereas the family itself is strictly forbidden to see the body of his own family. Or is this just fabricated to win the Nobel Trophy? Suppose you are the same as a CNN reporter when interviewing Osama bin Laden. This is the real number one bullshit, sir.
In regards to your photo, you're rude as fuck. He didn't die as a suspected COVID-19 patient. He is a human and he died and he had a goddamn name and family. You're a monster for allowing your image to be sold and broadcasted. You have no heart. Would you like to be plastic wrapped right after you died and posted to the internet with no name? You wouldn't, because you don't think about others. You only thought about yourself, and there's no place for people like you after you do perish, and I hope you take down your images.
Hey, slave of WHO, idiot who spreads fear in Indonesia to get money.
I don't believe. This is a lie. Fuck.
Hello, Joshua. Shocked about reading all the hateful messages on your corona photo. I'm sending this to you as DM in the hope it won't drown in all the negative messages. It's a great photo, in my humble opinion, respectful photographed. Keep up and stay safe. Kind regards, Frank.
Sorry, I'd like to ask, is the lighting in the room already set up before the body is placed inside the room? Is the photo taken while you were wearing personal protective equipment or from outside the room through a clear glass wall? Thanks. Hope this info can add to my knowledge.
Sir, I am from the Philippines and I have read your post about the coronavirus. I am so moved about the picture, more so the story behind it. Thank you for showing us the bitter reality of this pandemic, not only the downfall of the economy, but also the fragility of life, and the painful way of losing a loved one. Salamat po.
And also for those who take care of the body, it's really difficult to care for bodies of COVID victims. Especially for Muslims. Sir, is this done according to the Sharia or not? Is this legal or not? At least we care for the body as best as we can and as close to Sunnah as possible. Although in the end I still ask, is this legal in the eye of religion? And that has been bothering me, because I took care of a body once, even though not confirmed as COVID-19 victim but as a suspected COVID-19 victim.
This really is Pulitzer material.
Very clean hospital. The color of walls and decoration is very good.
Kill the Trump virus.
And we still can't get Egyptian mummification technology right.
This is an extremely tasteless post. Suspected? Would you post photos of people that have died of the flu, self-inflicted harm? Why does COVID excuse dignity and respect? Remove this post.
First, I thought it is some BDSM fetish dude.
More likely died in a scooter accident, but hey, let's just call it COVID.
I'm Indonesian people. At first I saw a picture like this. Forgive me, my God.
So the photographer used a spy drone?
And so I don't trust your post. Thanks for the advice.
Hi, Josh. I just want to say I was extremely pressed over a certain individual completely discrediting your amazing work. How shitty it must feel to have pride over something that truly deserves pride, only to have unreliable and well people of low intellectual capabilities degrading your experiences of a true journalist. Just know that there are so much more people that are touched from that single picture you took. Keeping being an incredible journalist. And don't let stupid YouTubers tell you otherwise.
Sir, please delete the photo. Pity the people. Don't scare them. Remember God. Sir,